This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
Normally we do this on a Thursday, but Major Garrett was kind enough to adjust for us and for the holiday. So we thought we'd talk to him today. He is the chief Washington correspondent for CBS News and the host of The Takeout, which you can see and listen to. CBS News 24/7. What's going on, Major?
How are you? Happy holidays to everyone.
Well, same to you. We're doing okay. And just real quick before we really get started here, our listeners have determined that since we are renaming things, that we get So we they have voted on renaming it the Chris Ranji and the Stan Musial Bridge. Are you okay with that?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It was right up there with the Chris and Amy and Thomas Eagleton courthouse.
Yeah. But
well,
the voters,
I'll tell you what.
The voters rejected the Amy Marks Corps Jack Buck Memorial
Highway. I'm holding out for the Chris Ranji and Amy Marks Corps Arch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well,
that's
yes,
what I'm holding out.
But
for.
We wanted to rename it after a name that was already there.
Well, kind of like it's the Chris Ranji and Amy Marks Corps and Thomas Jefferson National Expansion.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Yeah.
Now we're on to something.
The arch, yeah. Thank you, Major. That means a lot coming from you.
I would dare suggest that we go even farther back. The Amy Marks Corps and Chris Ranji Louisiana Purchase.
I like that. It's a throwback. Yeah. Well, Major, I will say, I'll just
Napoleon.
This was a headline. We kind of had fun with it, but the National Review had a piece that said, Donald Trump isn't draining the swamp. He's renaming it after himself.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. There is something slightly unnerving about the pace of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the hurry? And I wonder, what's the hurry? What is the imperative of doing all these things so rapidly? And I don't know. But it's a psychological question. It may be a medical question. I don't know. But first of all, there's the whole issue of why don't you wait and have people who believe in you, retroactively name things after you, which is the way most American presidents have gone about this. Why do it yourself? That feels intrusive. Mm-hmm. It's against all the historic norms. It feels like a vanity project. All those things are sort of traditional points of curiosity about this mania, and I don't think there's any other way to describe it, of naming things that Trump is under the last 2 or 3 months. But why so fast? Why so many? And why get these announcements out? I really don't know. But I will say this. I don't think it sits well. First of all, I just think people feel like it's on the margins of their day-to-day lives. It's all about him and not about them. That's a dividing line that most politicians don't want to fall under. And let me make a prediction about 2026. The pace and volume of this will turn, I believe, America's 250th birthday for Trump, and using terminology familiar with anyone who watches the World Cup, into an own goal. America's 250th birthday, which Trump will be all over, will not redound to his benefit nearly as much as he thinks it will, because people will be a little saturated with the Trumpiness of it all and less the America of it all. And this is a pattern that I think will work to his net disadvantage as we get closer and closer to our 250th birthday.
Oh, quick, you know, final note on the renaming and naming things. I do see in the Wall Street Journal that Trump has said the Navy is going to build a new, quote,
yes,
Trump-class battleship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the battleships, yeah, are being built, and he is saying they will be called Trump-class?
Yes. Yes. So, again, they're not going to be built for years. What's the rush? What is the imperative to apply, which, of course, back in his first term, was sort of the withering criticism that Trump always sort of pushed aside. This isn't about me. It's about America. No, now it is all about him. It's demonstrably about him. Things being named that can't be named because they're put in place by law. For example, the Kennedy Center, a living memorial. It says the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, Memorial Center for Performing Arts. It's a living memorial by an act of Congress. Now it's got Trump's name on it. Doesn't mean that's what it's called. You can't do that without an act of Congress. So it's not only him making so many things about him personally, but doing so in ways that aren't even legal.
Well, to go along with this, the Fox News host, Jesse Waters, who was speaking at the Turning Point USA, you know, he recounted a story that he directly spoke to the president, looking at the ballroom plans and saying, hey, that building is 4 times the size of the White House. And Trump's response to him, this is according to Jesse Waters, was, mm-hmm, it's a monument. I'm building a monument to myself because no one else will.
I guess so. There you go. And there's a couple of things for the country to evaluate. Why does he think no one will build it? And why does he think he's deserving of it? And also, there's another aspect of it. What do the people who are bankrolling it get in return? Because there is a whole aspect of the Trump process of these projects that he wants people to privately finance. What do they get in return? What kind of access do they get? What kind of favoritism do they get? And the pardon process has a very distinct odor around it of people calling, donating, moving money around, and suddenly things like commutations and pardons start springing up out of nowhere. All these things are about what is this presidency about and who is it for? And the public, if you look at the polling data, not just CBS's, but everyone's polling data, and the one thing I will tell you people, to tell people about polls all the time is look for consistency. And the consistent pattern is a sense that people have right now, whether they're satisfied or dissatisfied, that Trump is less on their side than they expected him to be or perceived him to be when his second term began.
Major, the Epstein files, we continue to get more and more, mm-hmm, of them released by the Department of Justice, some heavy redactions. I know the president's name is in some of the newer ones that have been released, but mm-hmm, absent from others. What do you make of what's been coming out?
So first of all, it doesn't fit with the law. The law says all. The president signed the law, which means he committed his Justice Department to live up to the law. These releases, sporadic, piecemeal, don't live up to the definition of the law, not in spirit, not in direct terminology, point one. Point two, the Justice Department had a long time to prepare for this process. It says it needs to contact victims and go back. No, it's had plenty of time to do that. Thirdly, back in July, if you remember, there was a two-page memo from the Justice Department that said, we have looked at everything, we have reviewed all the evidentiary trails, and we have concluded that no one and no entity deserves any further investigation. We don't even see a predicate to begin inquiring about anyone or any entity. Over the weekend, the Justice Department, through the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General, said, we're ready to investigate anyone. What? Based on what? You told us in July you'd already looked at all this and there was nothing to do. So there are a lot of core inconsistency. It doesn't mean President Trump committed crimes. I don't believe he committed any crimes with Jeffrey Epstein. I believe he was too close for comfort. Now that we retroactively see Jeffrey Epstein and all those around him for what they were, not necessarily all criminals, but people hanging around a guy who had tendencies that they had to know were not only not wholesome, but in many respects were probably exploitive and driven by power in a way that victimized lots and lots of people. They had at least some sense that something was going on that was not on the up and up and possibly deeply exploitive, borderline criminal. And they all still hung around him. That is a reputational harm that the Epstein files, I believe, will manifest. Lots of people who are in that world quietly, anonymously, are now going to be exposed, and their reputations will suffer as a result. Do I think there's going to be a wide range of criminal prosecutions? No, but I do think there are at least threads to pull on the financing for Jeffrey Epstein and people who look the other way at significant banks in ways that they shouldn't have. Can you prosecute that? No, but you should also look, you should at least look into it and see if there are applicable laws that do apply. All of those are my main takeaways from what we had so far. And that they're being released now in a holiday week and next week, I presume, makes it all the more difficult to assess them, to sort of come together with a full picture. And I think that's intentional. You release things partially, you make them hard to search, you make them hard to put together, makes it harder for the public at large to get a true read on what these files do or do not suggest or point to.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to expect. In the same way that the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago seemed like a really big deal, and then now it's just kind of gone away. I know it's a different topic, right. but it was a big deal, and then it went away. Is this just going to go away eventually in the incessant news cycle?
Well, it will certainly be competing with a lot of other things, but the files are the files, the information is the information, and one thing we've learned about public-facing, open-source information, lots of people can dig into them who are not journalists, who have a big curiosity. They can put things together, sort them out, and there are lots of people who are highly motivated to go into this, not necessarily political, meaning a motivation to shame Bill Clinton or Donald Trump or somebody else, but just want to know what's going on. And certainly the victims' attorneys have a vested interest in seeing what is new here and at least asking questions in the public sphere about why things were not done. Why were there non-disclosure agreements? Why were there prosecution agreements not to pursue things? Why? And somebody can't answer those questions. Does that mean they go to jail? No, but at least they have to be held to account for decisions taken and investigations not pursued or individuals not prosecuted.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And look, the other part of the Epstein files that I think is a prism to something that we did not have a sense of in the late 1990s, early 2000s. What sex trafficking is, how diabolical it is, how powerless the victims are, and how maybe we can take and build cases now in ways that we simply didn't think we could, meaning from prosecutors' points of view, what would juries be willing to accept? How would we be able to bring this case to court? Those questions might be answered differently now as a result of things we learn about this network of sex trafficking that underlay all of Epstein's perversities.
Major, before we let you go, I did want to ask you about former Senator Ben Sasse, who noted...
I just saw the news.
Yes. On Twitter, he tells people that he was diagnosed with metastasized stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and as he said, I am going to die. I know you've interacted with him a lot, and just any your thoughts on this?
It's just a tragedy. My grandmother died of pancreatic cancer. It ravaged her very rapidly. Another dear friend of mine, his spouse, died of pancreatic cancer. She lived longer than was expected, but it is the worst. I'm not sure there's any way to describe the comparative worseness of cancer. They're all bad, but pancreatic cancer is particularly ravaging. It's just dreadful news. He brought a lot of energy and spirit to politics, and he will leave us too soon. He has, through his representations on social media, an excellent attitude about it, as good an attitude as you can have. As he said, and it's the old Sports Center joke, so-and-so this athlete has been listed as day-to-day, but then again, aren't we all? We're all listed as day-to-day. We don't know when it ends. We all have a death sentence. His is just so much sooner than I think the world would have wanted, certainly the political academic world. He's lived in both. It's just bad, bad news. A real sour note for the holidays.
Major Garrett, we appreciate you being with us every week, and we hope that you enjoy your holiday. Thank you, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Just a quick note on that. In case anyone might be interested, I will be anchoring the evening news tomorrow night, Christmas night, and the night after, before I go to California for the
Excellent.
New Year's. So,
well, hell yeah,
I'll be watching. I'm interested.
Yeah. Why don't you lead with that?
Because most people have plenty of other things to do at that time of day.
You've seen Elf, where he's like,
thing.
Santa, that's how I'll be with the news. Major! I know him!
But
I know him!
And there also, for a lot of people, gets to be about a time where they're like, all right, that's enough of all these people. Let me watch the CBS Evening News instead.
That's right.
Right?
Well, I will be there at my post.
Well, we appreciate it. I hope... you might be going up against... Are you going up against a Charlie Brown Christmas?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a tough
one.
Can
I tell you?
No.
Major, if it's between you on the CBS Evening News and It's a Wonderful Life, I would watch you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's high praise.
Okay. In fact, I may record it and watch it later instead of It's a Wonderful Life. How does that make you feel?
When you watch it later, yeah. Make sure you watch it four times later. Okay, just put the numbers up. Okay,
you got it. Thank you.
You don't
Major.
Have to be in the room. Just keep running it. Okay.
Well, we'll repeat.
Just, hey, you have to do me a favor. You have to wink at the camera, and we will know that's for us.
Sure. Yeah, that'll
go over real well.
That'll happen.
Thank you, Major. You're the best.
All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, anchoring the CBS Evening News tomorrow and Christmas Day. And you should watch it. Also, The Takeout on CBS News 24/7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.